There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten, and I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduced this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open. Singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
First up on tonight's show is Teresa Trall singing Woman Loving Woman. That's from her 1977 album, The Ways a Woman Can Be, and also appeared on the Various Artist album, Lesbian Concentrate, issued on the Olivia label that same year. It's followed by a very rare song by a lesbian group from Australia.
My family claims the right to know what's wrong with me. They say I'm not turning out the way the men would be. My mother's given up my marriage. My father's given up his son. The Holy One is where a woman loving women when it's said and done. Cause we're woman loving women. Face, but soon they'll see that we're a woman loving women, and it's over me. Oh, more at work, they'll try to put you down. They can't seem to understand how you survive with your loving man around. Well, listen, people, and I'll tell you this. Loving a woman ain't one stroke short of bliss. And we're a woman loving women when it's said and done. Cause we're a woman loving women. Sing it loud and long. Yeah, we're sisters united in love. It's all so strong. Some face, but soon they'll see together and accent every note. Unless we all join hands, how else can the sisterhood stay afloat? Well, some people think Sappho was a little touch. I just think Sappho loved that touch we all love so much. And well, woman loving women, that were all too much.
You violate all the cultural taboos. Come on and join in on the lavender blues, yeah.
Come on and sing the lavender blues.
If you're compulsive, obsessive, or even regressive,
if you're deviated or are alienated, you really ain't got much to choose. Come on and join in the lavender blues, yeah.
Come on and sing the lavender blues.
In drugs, strife, or disgruntled with life,
you really can't afford to refuse to join in on the lavender blues. Yeah,
come on and sing the lavender blues.
If you're immature
or just not sure,
if you're feeling frustrated and deactivated,
move on in,
take up the cues and join in on the lavender blues. Yeah,
come on and sing the lavender blues. Lavender blues mean what they say. I'll never again be any man's slave. Lavender blues, just come and see. It's a lavender world when your feelings run free. Lavender blues mean what they say. I'll never.
That last song is from 1978 and is called Lavender Blues and was from a very obscure album by the same name, and that was also the name of the group. The Lavender Blues were an Australian trio, and I wouldn't be surprised if this was the first time this song has ever been played on the radio in America. Next up are a couple humorous songs. The first one is by Julian Clary. He's an English comedian, and in 1988 he released a parody of the Shangri-La's song Leader of the Pack. He did this under the name Joan Collins Fan Club, and he's pictured on the cover of the 45 in a leather jacket, mascara, and earrings, which seem to fit the song. I follow that one with the group Dicapello singing Teenage Lesbian from their 1998 CD, At the Gates of Heaven.
Is he really going out with him?
There he is. Let's ask him.
Julian, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
No, it's not. It's my ring.
Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today? No, I don't go to school anymore. I'm 28 now.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell
for the leader of the pack.
Vroom, vroom. My folks were always putting him down. They told me he came from the wrong side of town. Well, what's the right side? They told me he was bad. But I knew that he was just sad. I knew because that's why I fell for the leader of the pack. One day my dad said, find somebody new. So I had to tell my Jimmy that it's all over and we were through. He stood there and he asked me why. But all I could do was cry. But I'll never forget him, the leader of the pack. Ah, oh, yes, he looked rather sad as he stood there on that rainy night. It was raining. As he drove away, the tears were beginning to show in his eyes. Either tears or it was rain, one or the other. I begged him to drive carefully, what with the weather conditions, but whether or not he heard me, I don't think I'll ever know. What time for that great big lorry, Jimmy?
No.
Too late. Well, I felt so helpless. What could I do? Nothing. Just remember all the good things we've been through. All three of them. At school they all stop and stare. Probably because I'm far too old to be there. But I will never forget him, the leader of the pack. Jimbo. The spawn of Beelzebub. So anyway, you see what I'm saying? He was the leader of the pack. But now he's gone. That's the long and the short of it, really. He was the leader of the pack, but now he's gone. I'll put it another way, he is no more the leader of the pack. But now he's gone. It's no longer true to say he is the leader of the pack, because now he's gone. The concept is something was there, and then it went. So whatever he was, he's no longer there, but he's gone. He was that boy with the box, but now he's gone. What else could I say about him? I can hardly remember him if the truth were known that he's been gone such a long time. What I'm saying is I'm the leader of the pack now, and well, a much better job I think I'll make of it. I don't drink and drive, which Jimmy certainly did. And I haven't actually got a motorbike, but I've got a Sierra Estate, which... Well, the boys can all go in the back, they can do what they like, we can nip down to the shops together as a group.
Bo do di o do, do di o do, do do do. Bo do di o do, do di o do, do do do.
I was a teenage
lesbian,
despised by all my peers. The girls who were wise kept their eyes on the guys, but I was young, I was dumb, and I was queer.
She was queer.
I was a teenage lesbian, dying to dive into sin.
She was
so set on my fate, I could hardly wait. Of course, I didn't know where to begin. Too young by year to buy a beer, I drove around all the bars. No hope for me without a fake ID. I never got out of my car. Alas, it seemed as though I was destined never to find my dream. But then a light came from above. I bought a ball and a glove, and I joined the softball team. So softball. Softball team.
Well, they finally found happiness on the softball field, which is a perfect lead-in for the next song, which is all about women's softball. It's by a group called Destiny, and it's from their 1992 cassette, We Are Destiny. Here is Softball on Belmont Plateau.
I'm going to Belmont Plateau to play softball with the women. I'm going to play, I got my bat and my ball and my glove in my hand. Softball is my life, April, May, June, July, every other day. I like to play softball with the women. I'm a pitcher and I get to see women swing and twist toward me. Bend my way every other day. Hit the ball, see them run and play.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Destiny singing Softball on Belmont Plateau. I'm going to change the pace now and play a cabaret song that I think nicely sums up the gay movement. It's by John Whitley, and it's from his 1997 CD. It's called Special Rights. And I'm going to follow it with the CD's title track, History Remembers.
No fear of retribution, to hold his hand on the street, on a date, simple dream. Doesn't seem like special rights. Exchanging wedding vows, this sacred institution, his next of kin, acknowledged by the state. Don't be scared, we're prepared to handle special rights. Special means distinctive, unique, or uncommon. How uncommon can they be when the vast majority have them granted, take them for granted. As for the IRS, I want to file jointly with the man I love. So why am I denied special rights? They're not quite so special. I am wise to the fact that special rights are really equal rights in disguise. Founded on freedom, free to pray or not to pray, free to speak but not to say. With this ring and hat that bring a world of privileges and great responsibilities of married life, acknowledged by the state. Special rights, I guess they are quite special. I'm in line when the day comes that special rights meaning equal rights are
great.
great despair, there's nothing I can do. Who was weak? Who was strong? Who was justified or just wrong? When the cure is found and celebrations fade, will history finally say who was kind and who was less than kind? Who gave the gift of love and who turned away in fear? Who were the soldiers bravely marching into the fray? History remembers someday. Will a child read about us in a school book? Will an essay question ask for how we stood up for our lives? Will anyone be blamed? Will a president be shamed for attempted passive genocide? Will history at last decide who was kind and who was less than kind? Who gave the gift of love and who turned away in fear? Who were the marching into the fray? History remembers someday. Why not today? Why wait for another to help us on our way? Break the silence by raising voices, making choices. Let compassion smother doubt. History will sort out who was kind and who was less than kind. Who gave the gift of love and who turned away in fear? Who were the soldiers bravely marching into the fray?
Helping John Whitley out on that last track was the New York City Gay Men's Chorus Chamber Choir. This would be a good time to take a break and remind you that you are listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude. My spotlight artist tonight is Noel Coward. Many books have been written about him, so I can't begin to do justice to him in a few words. But he was one of the giants of the musical theater, a best-selling author and playwright and performer. In the 50s, he was the highest-paid performer in Las Vegas for his shows there, setting records only broken by Elvis. His career spanned 50 years, and he was knighted by the Queen on his 70th birthday, just 3 years before his death in 1973. It was well known that he was gay, but the first song I'm going to play makes it sound like he was blatantly gay, which was not the case. In the song, Where Shall I Find Him?, he sings the male-to-male pronouns, but this was not recorded for the public. It was for the 1961 play, Sail Away, and Coward was in the habit of recording himself singing all the songs of his shows, which helped him get an idea of how he wanted to produce a show. I'm following this with a little bit of a song where he is singing about being gay. That song is Green Carnation, and it was from a play called Bittersweet from 1933. The song is about gay life in the times of Oscar Wilde, where high society gay men reportedly wore green carnations.
Where shall I find him? Where will he be? Where shall I find him? The one for me. Suddenly, suddenly, maybe we'll meet on an ordinary day, on some ordinary street. How shall I know him? What will he wear? How shall I show him how tenderly I care? How shall I prove to him, make him clearly see that he's the only love for me? Shall I show him how tenderly I care? How shall I prove to him, make him clearly see that he's the only love for me?
Witty boys, too, 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 lazy to fight stagnation. Haughty boys, naughty boys, all we do is to pursue sensation. The portals of society are always opened wide, the world our eccentricity condones. A note of quaint variety we're certain to provide, we dress in very decorative tones. Faded boys, jaded boys, womankind, to a bulldog nation. In order to distinguish us from less enlightened minds, we all wear a green carnation.
I met him at a party just a couple of years ago. He was rather over-hearty and ridiculous, but as I'd seen him on the screen, he cast a certain spell. I basked in his attraction for a couple of hours or so. His manners were a fraction too meticulous. If he was real or not, I couldn't tell, but like a silly fool, I fell mad about the boy. I know it's stupid, but I'm mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen, he haunts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cad about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool, girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl in the flurry of a first affair. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. It seems a little silly for a girl of my age and weight to walk down Piccadilly in the haze of love. It ought to take a good deal more to get a bad girl down. I ought to have been exempt from my particular kind of fate has taught me such contempt for every phrase of love. And now I've been and spent my last half crown to weep about a painted clown. Mad about the boy. I know it's stupid, but I'm mad about the boy. He has a gay appeal that makes me feel there may be something sad about the boy. Walking down the street, his eyes look out at me from people that I meet. I know that, quite sincerely, Houseman really wrote the Shropshire Lad about the boy. I'm hardly sentimental. Love isn't so sublime. I have to pay my rental, and I can't afford to waste much time. How I should enjoy for him to treat me as a plaything or a toy. I'd give my all to him and crawl to him, so help me God, I'm mad about the boy.
I followed Noel Coward with Tom Robinson singing my favorite Coward song, Mad About the Boy, from his 1982 album, Cabaret 79. Last year, a tribute CD was issued of Coward's songs called 20th Century Blues, with artists such as Paul McCartney, Sting, Elton John, and the Pet Shop Boys. In my opinion, they missed a golden opportunity. They had Mad About the Boy, sung by Marianne Faithfull. What a treat it would have been to have had it sung instead by the Pet Shop Boys. Next up are a trio of folk songs by male singers. The first two are called Gay Pride Fair and Man Who Loves Men. Both are by Martin Swinger from his 1994 release, Singing Out. And the one after that has a kind of ironic twist.
Oh, the night was clear, and the stars were shining, and the moon came up, so quiet in the sky. All the people gathered round, band was tuning. I can hear them now, playing, coming through the ride. You were dressed in blue, and you looked so lovely. Just a gentle flower of a small town boy. When you took my hand and we stepped to the music with a single smile, you became my joy. And we danced all night to the pedal of the banjo. They're drifting to see them fill the air. So long ago, but I still remember when we fell in love at the Gay Pride Fair.
Well, we courted well and we courted dearly, and we'd rock for hours in the front porch chair. And then a year went by from the time I met you, and I made you mine at the Gay Pride Fair. And we danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo. They're drifting to see them fill the air. So long ago, but I still remember when we fell in love at the Gay Pride Fair.
Thank you.
says, you're so pretty now. She says, you're so sweet. She says, you're not like the other boys. She says, you're so neat. Well, I'm not like the other guys, that's true. I try, but I just can't tell you. I'm afraid you might hate me when you find out I'm a man who loves men. He says, secretary likes you. He says, she told him so. He says, she's real easy. He says, go man, go. Well, I'm not like the other guys, that's true. I try, but I just can't tell you. I'm afraid you might hate me when you find out I'm a man who loves men. Military honors on my chest. Political career is on the rise. Fine church-going citizen, a hero in the children's eyes. They say, you're a fine example. They say, oh, you're so good. They say, you'll make a good husband, leader of your neighborhood. Well, I'm not like the other guys, that's true. I try, but I just can't tell you. I'm afraid you might hate me when you find out I'm a man who loves men. I'm not like the other guys, that's true. I try, but I just can't tell you. I'm afraid you might hate me when you find out I'm a man who loves men. I'm a man who loves men. I'm a man who loves men.
Of gay rights, and there are many here tonight, often speak of homosexuality as a lifestyle choice. You've heard that, you know, like it's something you might do on the weekend. And I think that's an apt description, actually, because just the other morning I was saying to myself, I think I'll be a homosexual. I think I'll change my basic outlook on life. I'll simply switch the stance I used to take as an excuse to take a little vacation from the wife. Don't take a Harvard intellectual to know that being gay means to rejoice. I think I'll kiss a beatnik poet and ruin marriage as we know it. I think I'll make a frivolous lifestyle choice. I think I'll be a homosexual. I'll do it just to piss Pat Robertson off. Become a member of the 1 in 10 and maybe unintentionally get a decent quaff. So call me fey and ineffectual and pass a law to take away my voice. Cut the funding for research, burn my effigy in church because I made a frivolous lifestyle choice. I'll raise my kids the way I raise my kids. I'll even serve my country well. So some gerrymandering philanderer can tell me that I'm going straight to hell. I think I'll be a homosexual. I've never had a mortal sin to confess. I learned to take a punch and when in Rome, do like the men in Rome and wear a collar and a dress. You may object, and I expect you will. Some things are not so easy to reverse. I'll be from Boulder or from Boise, from New England or New Jersey. I think I'll make a frivolous lifestyle choice. And while I'm at it, I'll be a woman and superhuman and Harry Truman. I think I'll make a frivolous lifestyle. Find a rhyme for lifestyle. Make a frivolous lifestyle choice.
Following Martin Swinger was the song I Think I'll Be a Homo from 1996 by The Foreman. I don't know whether the group is gay or straight, but the song is certainly gay. The group is known for their satirical and political songs, and this one can be found on a various artist benefit CD called Human Rights Campaign. The Human Rights Campaign is the group that uses the gold equal sign on a blue background as its logo, and they were very prominent in the organizing of the recent March on Washington. I want to play two songs now that I think have terrific lyrics. They both tell stories. The first is about someone suffering the pain of staying in the closet, and the second is perhaps about slowly realizing that they need to come out of the closet.
time you ask me what's going on, it's all I can do to look into your eyes. And every night when you ask me where I'm going to, I look away and tell you lies. How I feel is like a river that's running wild into her arms. While I can't tell you what's burning inside of me, I can't see how it could do you any harm. Every time the phone rings late at night and you come to tell me it's that friend, the phone again. With my heart pounding, I go to take her call. I don't know why I can't let you in. 'Cause how I feel is like a river that's running wild into her arms. While I can't tell you what's burning inside of me, I can't see how it could do you any harm. Every time you ask me why I haven't brought someone home to meet you yet, I shuffle around looking down at my feet, thinking no, you'll never understand my life. What if I said there's a woman I want you to meet? 'Cause how I feel is like a river that's running wild into her arms. While I'm there, I feel so safe and so secure. I'll never see how it do you any harm.
Enough, I see her all the time. She goes to work in the morning about the time I leave for mine. Weekends she's in the yard planting flowers and pulling weeds. I don't know her very well, though she lives next door to me. Karen, do you want to be alone? Only a cat to share your home. Do you want a lover to please? Is it a man you need? I got up early one day, went out to get the paper. Over at Karen's house was the car of a stranger. I'd seen it there the night before. She must have found someone. I imagined them inside, greeting the morning sun. Karen, I know you're not alone. You've got more than a cat to share your home. You've got a lover to please, a man to need. And the weeks go by. That car's at Karen's house almost every night. neighbor should be friendly, so I knocked on her door. I just made some coffee and I thought I'd invite her o'er. The door opened, I said, "How do you do?" But there stood a strange woman. She said, "Honey, it's for you." I mumbled an apology and I had that coffee alone. The stranger was a woman. How could I have known? Memories came flooding back to me. Teachers who never married, my brother's best friend Larry, the girl whose books I carry. Karen, I don't want to be alone. I need more than a cat to share my home. I want a lover to please. It's not a man I need. I think I'll go next door, find the strength I'm looking for at Karen's house. At Karen's house.
I hope you enjoyed those two. The first one was by a group that called themselves Rebecca Riots, and the song is called How I Feel. It's from their CD Some Folks from 1998. And the second song of that set was called At Karen's House by Jamie Anderson. Jamie has several excellent CDs, but this song can only be found on the Various Artists CD, A Family of Friends, from 1993. I'm closing out the show with one of my favorites. It's a very in-your-face gay song by Mark Islam called Get Used to It. It's from his 1998 CD, Recent Past. While many of the songs I play on Queer Music Heritage are long out of print, most of the more recent ones are still available. I'd be glad to supply website addresses for those artists who have them. I've decided not to bog down the show giving those complex addresses on the air, but you can email me at qmheritage@aol.com, and I'll sure try to help. Or if you just have comments, they are welcome also. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. And as promised, here's Mark Islam singing Get Used to It.
surprised.